Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name is Richie. I'm here with the Flophouse crew. Tony, Jimmy, Ryan, you are all here. And unfortunately, we're missing Dustin tonight. So sorry, Dusty. Hope to see you next week. But guys, we're entering the twilight of our careers. And all of us have decades of experience under our belts. And it's actually a nice time to be able to pick and choose how and when and why we like to work. So tonight, we're going to talk about what it was like working in the 80s and how it compares to nowadays. So let's recall all of our first jobs, clock in, photocopy our butt cheeks, and let's get started.
Hi, Rich, could you imagine? Hey, Richie, can you imagine Dusty Bottoms photocopy his Xerox of his bottom? You know, Dusty's got that body. He's got the thin up top, and he's got a nice round, voluptuous.
But at this age, you know, it's going to be just hairy. It's going to be.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Let me grab my wallet. And he reaches over.
Yeah.
He reaches over the back of his shoulder.
So for those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that whenever one of us doesn't show up, it's a free game for roasting. So Dusty, we just want to let you know up front that we love you. But throughout the show tonight, expect to hear quite a few roasts.
Sorry, Dusty.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, we will. Do you want to get started with a couple did you knows? You know, I can run through a couple.
Yeah. Let's do it, Richie.
On this date in 1980, Marvin Hagler defeated Alan Minter, and he claimed the world's boxing middleweight championship in London, and they had to be escorted away by police after a riot started.
Wow. I did not know that, Rich.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Dude, he was a beast.
Yeah,
he was a beast.
For sure.
I could go on and on about him alone. He was amazing. Yeah.
We need to have a boxing episode for sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
No doubt. I was going to say that in 1982, on today's date, there were the first reports of death from cyanide-laced Tylenol capsules. Remember that?
A long time ago.
Somebody was putting cyanide in Tylenol.
Yeah. Scary. Yep. Now every bottle I open has four seals on it. You need a knife, a screwdriver, and a pair of pliers to get everything open nowadays. Like even like my hot sauce, you have to take off the outside plastic. Then you got to open it and peel the white thing off the opening. It's like, dude, come on.
I know. Back in our day, they had like the pills in like the candy bins. We just rotate it and grab the stuff out. It was just easy. I love that.
I know. I bought some walkie-talkies the other day. And dude, you guys ever have trouble opening? Like the plastic is like, there's like this hard plastic on the outside that you got to get out like the the hedging shears to get it open, man. I'm afraid to use a razor blade because the plastic's so like tough. You're gonna my belly or something.
I want it wrapped around my house so I'll never have to do home repairs ever again.
Yeah,
because that stuff just lasts forever.
Totally.
Oh my gosh.
And one last did you know. In 1985, Freedom by Wham peaked at number 3 on the pop charts, Ryan. I thought you'd want to know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 3.
Yeah.
You know, Freedom wasn't ever my favorite song, but I didn't even realize it made the charts. But anyway, but it was on the album. I like, you know, I listened to it when it came up. But wow, Freedom. How's that go?
On the vinyl? Was it a vinyl album, Ryan?
No. This is cassette tape. Come on. This is new stuff.
Ryan is our resident Wham fan, so.
No, you guys don't act, because you guys are just closet Wham fans. You just put me out there and just take all the
I like Wham.
Heat.
I'm not a fanboy like some people, but I think they're okay.
Jim, I've never purchased a Wham anything.
Because you made me go in and purchase it for you.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Okay, whatever.
Nice. I'll confess that I did listen to Wham when I was with Ryan.
Nice. So, Ryan, you had an injury this week? Tell me more.
Speaking of Wham, I pulled my groin. This.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of hurt. But here's the deal, what happened. I was playing volleyball.
Okay.
And I went to kick. You know, you can kick the ball in volleyball now. So I went to kick it, and my foot hit the top of the ball and just blew and just hit the ground so hard. And it's because I have these sunglasses, they're transitional, so I can see my phone. So I can always, like when I'm hiking, sometimes I'll misplace my feet, and I know better to take them off in sports, but that's what I miscalculated where the ball was. It just flipped. And here's the funny part. I hit the ground, and it hit hard. I get up while like trying to compose myself, and my watch is calling me and said, It looked like you had a fall. Are you okay? And I'm like, I ignore it. It called me back. You had a fall. Are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm okay. But it's like that commercial where I've fallen and can't get up, and the old people wear those little things around their neck.
Life alert. That was your life alert. Life alert.
That's what I felt like. I had a life alert on my. I felt so embarrassed. I was like,
Ryan, your wife probably hooked that up on your phone when you weren't looking. Yes. I got to watch after him.
That's great. I didn't know it had that feature. So
I did that with the soccer ball at a kid's soccer game one time. The ball came over by me and I meant to kick it back. And for some reason, my bum leg just gave out. My leg slid on the ball all the way up to my butt, and then I fell backwards.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
It's like, I am so... Just pick it up, sir. You can just pick it up with your hands.
Yeah, you can use hands.
Don't be a hero.
And you lay off the ball, get off the ball, quit laying on it. Somebody else could throw it back for you or kick it back to us. God. Oh, jeez.
Nice. Yeah, Any other happenings this week, guys?
Not a big deal, but I just have a question to ask you guys because I do this quite frequently. So, like, I have a really bad sweet tooth. And my wife bought a bunch of these Halloween Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
So I opened them up the other night and I'm watching Mr. Robot. And I have a few. Then watch for a while. Next commercial, I'll go up and grab a couple more. Like, pretty soon, there's like three in the bag. And I'm like, I mean, at this point, I'm going to just tell my wife the kids ate them.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, three's not going to do anything for anybody. So, you know, I eat the entire bag and my wife gets up and she's like, texts me. I'm like, what happened to the Reese's? I was going to take some to work. And I'm like, oh, Cooper must have eaten them.
Good boy, Jimmy.
Throw Cooper under the bus right there. Yeah.
Well, we used to have a hiding spot for the candy that we liked because the kids would just mow through it. And then I'd mow through it. And then I told my wife the kids found our hiding spot.
Oh, my gosh. Now here's a question about those Reese's, though. I don't understand. Like, the big Reese's taste so much better than the little Reese's. So
mini cups?
Yeah, like the mini cups. Yeah.
Yeah, those are terrible.
Yeah, but then it degrades. So, like, you have the individually wrapped mini cups that are not as good. But the ones that aren't wrapped or just in the bag, those are even worse. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Just, you know, one of those things that make you go, hmm.
I think it's the chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
I think you're right.
They have it messed up with the little ones. So
yeah, they don't have it right.
And don't the bunny ones, don't they kind of turn your stomach just a little bit? Because there's so much. It's like so fat. It just doesn't taste right. It's a texture thing, I think.
I'll sit there and eat three.
Bring them on.
Right on.
Rich, I did want to mention really quick before we get into the podcast.
Absolutely.
Two things. One, I got a lot of texts from my Arizona family this weekend. The Cardinals beat the Cowboys. And so, you know, I wanted to give props there. I wanted to man up. And, you know, Lynette's a huge Cowboys fan and I'm one by default. So I just wanted to thank everybody that sent me all those lovely texts this week. Who would have thought, man? Good for you guys.
Were they consoling you or was it something?
No.
Else?
Oh, God, no. No.
I would have traded phones with you, Tony, after my Broncos 70 point.
See, Jimmy, I wasn't even gonna bring that up because you know certain times you burn your friends or you cap on them, and
yeah,
you know, especially we did that a lot in the 80s. And certain times it's like it's almost like, you know, when a guy falls down and just spills his whole drink and hurts his back. And it's like, you know what, if he would have just fell down and nothing else would have come, I would have capped on him. But that kind of felt like that, Jimmy. I'm like, I can't pile on this guy. I mean, anytime your team loses, allows 70, I don't know. I didn't want to throw salt in your wound, Jimmy.
Guys that I played fantasy football with 5 years ago that I haven't talked to since texted me.
Oh, jeez.
They knew it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to say this. If you've got the Monday morning blues, the 80s Flophouse podcast is your entertainment for the ride to work or to school. Hopefully that Monday morning when you get up and you're like, oh man, I got the Monday morning blahs. I got this whole work week or this school week ahead of me. tune in, listen to us. We want to brighten your day on the way there.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Careful with the kids, though. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes my friends get a little crazy.
Here we go. Throwing us under the bus.
Rich and Dustin.
Excuse me, Dusty. Just goes off the handle and he crosses the line way too
much. A lot.
Yeah.
Dusty and his rated, his explicit stories.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Gosh.
I think we have to boot him.
Some people say the show wouldn't be the show without Dusty, though.
That's what some people say.
Not any of us, I don't think, but maybe somebody.
Dustin, for one.
Ryan, if you get a chance for a social media post, let's get a good close-up of Dusty's bottoms one time. Those full and voluptuous buns of his. So the listeners can know why we call him Dusty Bottoms.
Yeah.
So. He's got back.
Yeah.
He does.
He wears those Dusty Bottom jeans with the boots and the fur.
Got the whole club looking at her.
He hit the floor.
Dusty got low, low, low.
Low, low, low. That's our Dusty Bottoms.
That's right. We are going to transition to something new, guys. I'm telling you, we're going to do 20 questions.
Nice.
And it's going to be kind of a surprise for you. All right. I'm not going to give you much direction. I'm going to let you ask a question. We'll go round robin and you're going to have to decide who this person is that I'm adding to the podcast right now. So I'm going to answer on all the general questions you ask.
I love it.
But maybe we'll have the guest speak to answer some of those detailed ones. But go ahead. Who wants to start?
Was he or she alive in the 60s? Sorry, just narrowing it down.
Oh, damn. No.
Okay.
It's so a young one.
Well, no, I was alive in the late 60s.
Oh,
maybe. Okay.
It has a voice.
I guess you're as old as
the voice doesn't sound very feminine. So I'm gonna say that is this somebody that we ever had a cerveza with, day
yes.
or we went to school with? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Jimmy.
Okay.
Is this person a high school athlete?
Easy, Rich.
Yes, I did play high school sport.
Yeah.
Did this person, I'm assuming it's a male, play football with us?
That would be a yes.
Yes.
Oh. Rich doesn't know. That's interesting.
I don't know. I'm questioning myself now.
All right.
Tony?
Did this person ever live with us or stay at the flop house?
That's a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a very difficult question. I think I've been there a few times. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
It's getting good.
Narrows it down a little bit.
So this person did go to high school with us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was confirmed. Okay.
Yeah.
What a waste of a question. They played football, you guys.
Well,
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay, I did miss that. I thought I just asked if they played football. I forgot I mentioned that with us, but okay. But we get, wait, how many questions? We get 20? That's it?
Yeah.
20. How many we got, Rich?
We're at like 5.
I'm keeping track, and I think we're right at 7.
7? Okay.
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Good.
Was this person class of 86?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
No.
Oh.
In high school, was this person over 6 feet tall or under 6 feet tall?
He was definitely over 6 foot.
That is definitely not true.
Okay. He's shorter than 6 foot.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was over 6 foot, that definitely narrows it down.
Yeah.
But that makes it tougher.
Okay.
What do you think, Ryan?
Okay. Let's see. Did this person drive a truck? I can't say truck or car, a truck. Only yes or no questions, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay. All right. That narrows it down, right, guys?
Yes. Did this, go ahead, Jimmy.
No, go ahead. I'm still thinking.
Did this person have blonde hair?
gosh.
Does Rich even know this person? Because Rich has no idea.
I mean, industry guest Steven Rich here. No, not blonde.
I was talking on mute. I'm sorry. No, I did not have blonde hair.
Okay.
Maybe if you used sun in it, could have been a little blondish.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, guys. Think of some good. We got to narrow this down.
This person's first name start with a J.
No.
I wish we could ask like questions like where they worked and stuff. I know it's 20 questions. It's only yes or no, but.
I wish I could. Yeah. There's certain questions I don't think it would be appropriate to ask on air, but.
No, do it.
See if you're Eskimo brothers with this person.
Yeah. Eskimo brothers. Yeah. Tony, do you really need to ask that question about our hometown? I think you pretty much are.
Don't go there.
Okay. In fact, I know you are.
Oh, gee. There we go. All right.
Okay. Well, that doesn't really narrow it down, but
okay. Did this person have a job in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Multiple.
Yep. In the fast food industry.
Yeah, that was one of them.
I'll give you a hint. He graduated class of 87.
Richie's class.
Was this person more heavy metal or more pop or new wave?
I think he's more Broadway, but.
Broadway? What the hell is that?
heavy metal.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. Okay.
I like that. Heavy metal. I like it.
Did you hang out at Fast Strip?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only with a couple rolls of quarters for the fucking video game. There you go.
I like it already.
Okay.
Okay.
Did this person have a class with any of us? Well, how about with me?
Those brain cells are pretty hammered by now. I'm not really sure, Ryan.
Let's see. Let me try to think of a hint that will kind of.
It sounds like he sounds like, I mean, unless there's a voice disguise on, sounds like a lot of whiskey and cigarettes back in the day or something.
Did this person have a girlfriend who was an athlete or cheerleader?
Yes.
I mean, in real life.
Oh, no.
Not what you tell your friends now.
He used to have parties at his house.
Oh. Okay.
Does that really narrow it down?
that's half the yearbook.
Drove a truck, 87. Drove a
truck, 87. Played football. Come on, how hard can it be?
Did you live close to Rich?
In Bullhead or the Valley?
Don't think so. No,
I don't think so. No,
not close.
He had
a house in Riviera.
Oh, Riviera. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that narrows
it. All night party.
How about? All right, does his first name start with an N?
Nope.
That's
not what I thought it was.
I'm lost.
Okay.
All right,
I think we're getting close to throwing in the towel.
Here's a hint that's going to give it away, and then you can click his camera on and everything. We can keep the episode going. This person also drove a mid-engined little car.
You really think that's going to do it, Rich?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Hyde's not here. We don't know.
It was a brown little car with an engine in the back.
A brown car?
Yeah, like brown.
You're not talking about Dusty Bottoms.
No.
My windshield was clear.
So was it like one of those Volkswagen Bugs that had the engine in the back with the pipe?
No, I like think it was Baja a Pontiac. Bug. I thought that would have given it away. He's Pontiac. Closely related to one of the Flophouse crew.
Closely related. Ooh. 87. Dang.
If you want to click on and type your name in and turn on your camera, let's get this going.
Oh my gosh.
Is there any music? Guys.
Is it Chuck?
No, I don't have any of that. Yeah, it's
Chuck. Well, is it Chuck? Chuck! Hey! Yeah.
I should have guessed.
I was just when you said close to radio, I was like, I wonder if it's Chuck. It's
Chuck. Ty, oh my gosh.
Because him and Ty. And I'm like, and I was thinking about one party we had at this trailer that you had, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We had a rager there one night. I remember that.
Yeah, there were a few. Yeah.
I killed many brain cells at your house, Chuck.
Yes.
I think we all have.
Dang, you had us.
Jerry interacting with the police officers like it.
Oh my gosh.
4 yeah. or 5 a.m. the next morning. There were some ragers in your house.
That was awesome.
We can see each other.
It's nice to see you guys. Oh my gosh. I was listening to you talk. It's amazing. I'm like, Wham. You know, you know what? Going back to Wham, I was totally heavy metal, but I liked Wham. I liked some of that new wave
Thank
stuff.
You, they were Chuck.
Cool.
Thank you.
And you know, totally. I remember you rocking out in the red car and Wham was just rocking. It was blasting driving through town. I remember that stuff.
You know, Chuck, everybody remembers Ryan for that because he's the only guy that blasted Wham. He was he was manly enough even back then.
He was super confident.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, there you go.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And boy, George.
For sure.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy.
Now we're pushing it.
Chuck goes, Ryan, don't go. Don't, that's
yeah, I was with you until you brought up boy, George. Yeah, totally.
Well, that's Chuck, awesome. Thanks for joining. Hang out. Awesome. We're going to run through the today's episode, and would love to have you
go. Yeah, add in.
Chime in.
Buddy. Sure. I'm in.
And join in. So I'm going to throw it over to Ryan, and why don't you get us kicked off?
All right. Our first topic tonight. Well, we've had a lot of first topics, but one of our topics tonight is do we have any shocking workplace stories? So anything that's just been, you know, knock your socks off, kind of shocking. keep it kind of family friendly here, but you know, I'm sure most stories that we have are. But okay. But yeah, so Tony, why don't you just kick us off?
I will. So I'll start off with one that was an ER story back in the day when we were all living in Phoenix, and I was working at Good Samaritan Regional Medical Center. We had just graduated from radiology school, and I had gotten the 3-11 ER job, and the cops brought in this guy in cuffs, and they wanted me to x-ray him because they roughed him up a little bit when they arrested him. And so I shoot the flat plate, the straight AP. It's just a straight view of the abdomen. And we noticed a little in the rectal area, we noticed a little round ring. All you could see was a ring. And so
normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And so the ER doc goes, hey, Tony, can you like do like a ladder, a cross table, or flip him up on his side and do a ladder? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I flip him over. And remember back in the day, you had to stand by the processors. I mean, I know our listeners probably don't know this, but those of you that were in radiology, you stand by there and you just waited for your film to come out. Anyways, they used to have this little derringer that you could fit on your belt buckle and it would just snap off. Well, apparently this dude had one of those little derringers and he had put it in his gluteal folds, his butt cheeks. And
prison wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Prison wallet.
And so I see it come out and I'm like, holy crap, this dude's got a gun in there. And so I'm like, they're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, I'm not going back in there, man. I'm like, you bring one of the cops. So the cops go in, gun drawn on this guy. And yeah, he had a gun in his butt. So that was one of my bizarre work stories. And the other one, real quickly, is we were in the OR one time. It was like 3 a.m. and we got called in, and the scrub tech was drunk as a skunk. He was so drunk he could barely talk. He was like falling down. He's like, you know, he's like doing that drunk hug thing, like, I love you, man. Holy crap. So that was my shocking workplace story.
Yeah. Well, I have a story, but mine's a little bit somber. Sorry, bring the mood down. But you guys remember when, so Tony and I worked at the hospital up Silver Creek. I guess that was our only hospital we had, Bullhead City Memorial
or whatever it was.
Yeah. So we worked there, and that's when the plant exploded. And do you guys remember that?
Yes.
And we just got inundated with patients, and it was crazy. Like, I mean, I've never seen like been in a war zone or a MASH unit, but that was it right there. Had patients everywhere just in shock and craziness. But that was a sad time. It really was. But that was a work memory I'll never forget. It was, it kind of got me into medicine. It really did, just to be able to help, because it wasn't just like, okay, this is your duty, you stay here. It was like all hands on deck, do whatever you can. I mean, we
got thrown into the fire.
Oh yeah. Put washcloths on burns and just
getting after it. So yeah, that kind of changed the directory of my life a little bit. So.
Well, to see how crazy hospitals are, because these are all hospital stories. I was working at the trauma hospital in Denver. And that place is nuts. 24/7. It is crazy. Well, they brought a guy in who got hit by a car. He was on PCP. So they had the leather straps on him. And this is a Catholic hospital. So the nuns would walk by and he'd go, "I'm going to blank you, bitch," and all this stuff. He just like cussing the nuns. Wow. He's just going off.
He must have left Chuck's party that night.
So, so we have to do a, you know, total spine, and I'm in there by myself, and he's like saying, "You know, when I get up, I'm gonna rape you." He's just threatening. Whoa. He's gonna tell me how he's gonna tear my head off and hump my neck and all this stuff, not in those nice of terms. And like, you know, you know how long doing a whole spine takes. So I'm like getting down to the lumbar spine. I'm like sick of him talking to me. And I lean over his face and I said, "You know what? I'd like to see you try." And he goes like this, breaks the leather straps. I ran out of that room so fast. And I just ran by the cop and I said, "He's free. He's free." And I just kept running. I ran all the way back to X-ray. Oh, that's
okay. Wow. He's trash talking to patients.
You can never trust straps. That PCP Nobody stuff. Ever,
yeah, that PCP is not a joke.
No, yeah. Oh my gosh,
man! I thought you were going to go a different direction with that, saying like you got him to laugh or something, but not break free. Holy shit!
Jimmy's getting all buff on him.
Yeah,
like, see you try, man.
I'm not as scared of somebody in restraints. I used not to be, but now I am.
What do you got, Rich?
They can be fun given the right direction.
Yeah,
that's for a different show. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Rich, do you have anything non-medical? Because we're non-medical. All medical here.
I don't know if I've told this story before, but my first HR job out of college, I was working at the Prima Donna Hotel and Casino, which is like on Nevada and California border.
Oh, yeah.
And needless to say, it was hard to get people that got there to work. And the ones that did work were pretty, you know, pretty rough. And anyways, the HR department was in the basement, and it's also where the kitchen was. And when I was there, there were two cooks that got in a fight over like who is their woman or whatever. And one of them pulled a gun and started shooting and shot the other person, but then was just shooting all over the place. And it actually went into our office, like the bullets pierced the wall and it went into the ceiling. Like none of us got hit, but it's like that's your first job in like taking gunfire.
HR.
Yeah. Wow. In an HR.
Wow.
But, that's about as wild as it's gotten.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Chuck.
Well, Chuck, you got anything?
Yeah, what you got?
Not to put you on the spot.
I'm reaching way back. Okay. The fast food days. I was like, what, 15, maybe 17, somewhere 15 to 16, maybe. McDonald's, obviously. And one of the managers was showing or like teaching someone how to clean the fryers. So there was an empty fryer. There's a bank of four, and one was empty and the other three were full. She wasn't paying attention when she was showing her how to clean it. And she took her hand with the brush and dipped it in the pie oil. It, I don't know, 50 degrees, maybe. She just dipped her whole thing in there. And it probably went up to almost her elbow.
Oh,
and it was absolutely the most horrifying thing.
Oh,
geez. Almost the most horrifying. That's the second most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Chuck, did you ever work with the Baldwins? Any of the Baldwins there at McDonald's?
Oh yeah, dude. Todd and I, we were always the breakfast crew on the mornings. So and he would like be crazy and get up at like, I don't know, 3 a.m. because we got to make the biscuits. And all of that stuff, you know, and it's like, dude, it's going to be okay. We can do it. We can just wait a little bit. No, I got to get on it. We got to do it. But yeah, we worked there together.
That's he made awesome. It as manager, didn't he?
In high school. I don't actually remember. I don't know.
Honestly. I think he got like crew chief or something. Like,
oh yeah, I think we were all crew chiefs at one point in time.
I think his sister Tanya at one point was like a, I don't know, something there too.
Did she work there? I thought it was Sheree that worked there.
Sheree did. But yeah. They all three of them did at one point. I just remember I used to love it because Todd always would bring shit home and I'd be there and be like, yeah, dude, Big Macs or
freaking load up.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Good times. Dang.
At Burger That's King, crazy. We never did stuff like that.
We would never give away gosh. Food. Oh, no. yeah, that yeah. never yeah. happened.
That's the reason I got fired, Rich. But I wasn't giving it away. I was making like triple Whoppers with cheese and nobody would pick them up. I'm like, oh, it must have been a mistake, and take it back and eat it.
And eat
After about like six or seven of them, they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then
was me.
Shame do you want to offer up an apology right now to the Planks?
Yeah, they're probably listening. Apology.
Yeah. I'm really sorry for stealing Whoppers from you guys.
But Jeff, definitely thank you for all the free food throughout the years. We appreciate that. We won't tell your dad.
Wait.
Why'd I apologize?
Yeah, we never did anything like that at Starbase One Pizza either. So,
yeah.
Except their parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done that raves. Before. That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
We emptied one keg and we had to replace it.
I'm going to make a public apology right now.
Dude, Ryan, you're the reason Starbase went under.
Oh, gosh. Stop. Well, Richie, it's about that time.
Is it about that time?
I think it is.
Like, it's really loud.
That's really, yeah, you got to pump it tonight, Rich.
It's all jacked up tonight. I like it.
So, yes, it's time to get to know the Flophouse crew. And tonight we're talking about our experiences as working professionals. But that age-old question always comes up. If you knew back then what you know now, would you pick a different profession and what would that be? So I'm going to start revealing answers to that question and you guys are going to guess who picked what. So you ready to go?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Wonderful. All right. The first one, someone said they'd like to be a travel writer.
Oh,
a travel writer.
That's Ryan.
Anthony Bourdain kind of traveling and writing about it.
I honestly would, but it's not
Ryan or Chuck. One of the two.
Tony, what do you think?
I'm going to say, I mean, that's a badass job. I actually wish I would have thought of that. So I'm going to say, I don't know. It kind of sounds like Ryan.
100%. Chuck, you got a guess?
I'm going to think Jimmy.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Jimmy, too.
Might be a first. You're all wrong. That was Dusty.
I was going to say, Dusty, see, that's tricky.
Who's that even here?
I didn't even know we were going to include him on plan.
That was a trick one. Come on, Rich.
That was trick.
Good. Let's wrap it.
Now, if you would have said a boudoir bead model, I would have said Dusty Bottoms.
True.
Bikini bottom, G-string, you know, model.
Part model, just as buttocks.
Yes.
Or a hair model.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You know, when he was leaving my house the next day after he came to visit, he stayed the night. I said, do you need a towel? And he said, yeah. And I got it for him. And he's like, I said, this is a bathroom. And he's like, do you have a blow dryer?
No, he didn't.
No, he did not.
Dude, I am bald as hell. Do you think I own a ball? Dude, my wife has one, but I don't. But when she goes to work, you can come in and use it. Oh, easy on her products, though. She'll know.
Yeah. Dude. Aquanet. Dude, I'm going to drop the bass on him so hard. I can't wait till the next podcast.
Oh, Dust. We love you. All right. Next answer was a bike shop owner.
Ah.
Tony.
Yeah, it's going to be Tony.
I'm going to say Rich.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think.
Yeah, I'm changing my answer to Rich.
What did you say, Chuck?
I think Rich is the person.
Yeah,
I think you're right, Chuck.
Yeah. Good job, guys. It was Dustin, though. I'm kidding. It was me.
Yeah.
Who would want to be in HR? Honestly. I don't think not much more of an answer needed there. All right.
Rich, you know what? I think Tom Cruise should like play a part of like HR person and just glamorize the heck out of that position.
Yeah, for sure.
It should be.
Worst movie ever.
Well, there was a shootout once. I just told you.
See?
Well, they made the accountant pretty cool. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Which one was that? What movie was that?
That was with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was
an assassin and an accountant, which Jimmy, the premise sounds dumb, but it was good.
I think he did.
Affleck.
What'd I say? What did
it? Ben Affleck, like the insurance company.
Yeah.
Affleck.
Okay.
Awesome. Good call, though, guys. How about someone wanted to be a rock star?
Oh, okay.
Tony.
Ryan.
Tony.
Ryan.
That's Tony.
I know. Tony. You guys have seen Ryan.
He's a music guy, though.
Huh?
I don't know. Jim's a music guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim. Yeah. Okay. But I'm sticking with Tony.
Right on. Well, the answer's Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. I didn't know Chuck was in.
I love it.
You're made for, you're made to be a rock star.
I like it, Chuck. That'd be a hell of a job, man.
Dave.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sleep all day, up all night. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like, get out of bed around
nine. Do country or rock?
It would be more rock now, not heavy metal type of stuff. Yeah, just rock. Yeah.
Okay. Hip hop.
That'd be cool.
What's your favorite band, Chuck? Not to get off topic too much. Who do you like now?
My favorite band, it's the Foo Fighters, but the whole Taylor thing just crushed everything. But yeah, there's a lot of others. Like, there's a lot of like alt bands now that are really good.
You know? Yeah. Nice.
Foo's are a good call though, man. They're a great concert. Good.
Oh yeah.
Catalog of music, man.
Up and comers are going to be something. I can tell.
Chuck, I'm just noticing your voice. I think it's made for like radio or, you know, podcast, because it's got that smooth thing. Either that, or you could gone into ASMR or something. Just really.
Oh, you know, my daughter watches that stuff and I'm like, that's kind of trippy. The whole ASMR thing.
It really is.
Yeah. It takes a while, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies, I don't know what that means.
It means something, but it's just like these sounds that are like repetitive and it's calming, basically.
Yeah. It's supposed to be calming.
Okay.
And Tony does that every once in a while to us. Except his is a little bit R-rated ASMR that we try to keep him
reined in.
It's shameful. Shame on you.
Yes.
Yeah, shame on you.
Shame. Yes.
Yeah. There's been plenty of shame in my life, trust me.
Next up, run a nonprofit dog shelter.
Oh.
Wow. Jimmy.
That's Jimmy.
Well,
Jimmy.
It's all stuff, right? Is it Jimmy?
Yeah. What?
What? Is that
Jimmy? No, I think there's me and Jimmy left.
Oh, so it's between you two. Oh,
Ryan's got a farm at his house already.
Yeah,
he's left too.
That would.
Yeah, I think it's Jimmy.
Yeah,
I think it's Jimmy.
Jimmy, you want to fess up?
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
After working with the public for more than 30 years, I just want to hang out with dogs, man. Yeah. I just want to hang out with dogs, like, and nobody else. Like, that's it. I think that'd be
my,
a perfect
my
job.
Brother did that in Taiwan, and it's a hard road because there's so many. Like,
I'm sure
it's just overwhelming.
Yeah, you know, and when they take up a lot of space, then you just have to kill them.
Hey, Rich,
that went dark quick, Rich.
Yeah, oh my. Woo! Rich doesn't my favorite own dogs, part. Just not
Wow, Rich.
It's a kill shelter.
Sorry. Yeah. It's a kill.
2-day kill shelter.
I want a nonprofit kill shelter.
You pull up. You pull
don't up adopt them. It's been 2 days. They're going down.
The sign's black. It's all black on the inside.
He'd have to put signs, you know, messages on Craigslist. Do you have a dog you don't want?
You know, could you imagine the marketing campaign for that?
Oh, my gosh. You know what, I've been in the market. Now, this sounds bad, but just go with me for a second.
Wow.
But like a pet assassin, because you know where you just need an animal to be
gone
because it's just so much, and you don't want to be responsible. You just want it to happen without you knowing it. So we have a couple of pigs at home. Oh gosh, my daughter listens to the podcast. I'm so sorry, Annie. I don't mean this, but it would be helpful.
They're food.
So Ryan,
don't take them to a butcher.
These are pet, they'll do it for these free. Are pet pigs. No.
You take can't them butcher to, them?
No, these are pet pigs.
You don't have to eat them, but sell them to a butcher.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, to kind really of add to what you just mentioned, like, so if I had a horse that I just didn't like, then I would call you and you would there'd be a service to off it.
Yeah, yeah.
Would it be like, how do you want this accident? Do you want it to make it look like an accident? Or do you want to send a message? Is that the kind of assassin you are for pets?
Yeah, go on the dark web. Find
make it look like a suicide. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could just see now Ryan's like, I've got a special set of skills. Ryan pulls up tripod scope, sets up about 300 to 400 yards out.
Yeah.
And that's for hamsters. Just imagine what he can do to a dog.
Gerbil assassination.
Exactly. Okay. I'm going to get
he'll print out like a suicide letter. You know, like with a little paw print at the end of it.
We're going to have to put an ad on the dark web for Ryan and to start his new business.
Pet assassin.
All right. That was pretty awful. Let's move on to the last two. And you guys can kind of pick between who do we got left? Ryan and Tony.
Yep.
This is going to be an easy one. One person said would like to be a film director and the other a venture capital firm and do more consulting.
I'm going to say Ryan's venture capital for sure. No, I think he's going to be filmed. He's going to be filmed.
That's the easiest one ever.
I know. Yeah.
Mr. Social media guy, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're a filmer.
Yeah, right. I would like that. And Tony's knack is business, obviously, venture capitalist.
Well, the thing is, though, is the reason I picked that is because my whole life I'd start a business, make it profitable, do well, and then I would take my own money and roll it into the next one. And sometimes it'd be a good one, and sometimes it'd be a bad one. And so it's like as I've gone through the years and I've looked at all of the money that I've spent, like starting new ventures, I'm like, what an idiot I am, you know.
So you are a venture capitalist, Tony.
I could have used other people's money the whole time.
Oh, there you go.
Right, totally.
That's what I'm saying, you know? And my brother always gives me shit. He's like, God, you go and buy all this expensive imaging equipment and all this stuff that's like, you know, very expensive. You know, you guys know how much an MRI machine and a, you know, CT machine and all that stuff is. You know, you're spending millions of dollars. And it's like, you know, I'm using the profits from, you know, a different company. And I'm just like, my brother's like, dude, you're dumb.
That's totally not true.
Good point.
And he's using all the Indian casinos money to, you know, roll hotels and shopping malls and all this stuff through the, well, all those shopping malls nowadays are dead, but you know what I mean? He was using other people's money and I'm the idiot using my own. God.
So Ryan, when did you pick up the movie bug that you would like to be a director?
Oh gosh, I from when I was little, I always liked that. I mean, I created videos with Super 8, and you guys have seen some of them. I've created like the Western.
What was the
stuff.
One that was?
I loved your Western, man. Yeah. That was cool. That was dope.
That wasn't a Western. It was Brokeback Mountain, the prequel.
I just can't quit you, man.
Hey, you watched the behind the beat stuff, Jimmy. I didn't put that out there. Yeah, but anyway, good stuff.
Okay, guys, that was Get to Know the Floppers. Let's move on. Ryan, I'm going to throw it back to you.
All right. So here we go. Let's talk about kind of 80s policies versus the current policies in the workplace. You know, we have those handbooks out there, right, that talk about hostile work environments. Let's talk about the 80s hostile work environments. What's different now that you guys have noticed in the workplace?
Where do I start on that, Ryan?
Yeah, come on, HR man.
Oh, yeah, you're HR.
So, as an example, I work for the president and CEO of a company who would continually throw cups of coffee on his executive assistant and ask me if it ever went anywhere. It didn't. We just replaced the person over and over. So it's a little bit different now. You can't quite throw scalding coffee at your assistant.
Same in the operating room.
Yeah,
flying scalpels and equipment going across. You don't see that anymore.
Some people ruin all the fun.
Yeah, a couple bad eggs. Interesting. Yeah. Really screw it up for
for all of us hotheads.
Yeah.
But what I did think about also is like back then there were definite like male and female traditional roles in a corporate environment, right? So like on the executive board. It was generally all men, and then there may be women directors, but it was always like a men's world.
A couple dames down in the
couple broads
copy room.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, you say that with such disdain.
I know.
I was a little real.
I was going back into the day, man. I was playing it up.
I know you're not like that, Jimmy.
You're not like that, Jim. When your wife listens to this, she's not going to be happy with you.
She never is when she listens to this.
Ryan. Good point. I think my wife stopped listening.
And I'm sure
that's not because of you, it's because of me.
Yeah, also. Yeah, Jimmy.
You guys remember the drinking and smoking too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
going out.
I mean,
for
they
beer
used to push beer carts. Well, they used to push beer carts around through our cubes on Fridays starting at 3 o'clock.
Right?
Yeah, and you're just like, yeah, woo! Start drinking beer at 3 o'clock on Friday on the company. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. People go get in a DUI and sue the company, and oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that stuff.
You know, Chuck, that's funny because I mentioned this on another podcast, but I was telling the guys we used to in the surgical lounge after you would finish your shift, you could go in and have a beer or a glass of wine, and the chef there would make a nice steak or, you know, barbecue chicken or whatever for you. And, you know, everybody would then leave there. And I don't know, Ryan, if Jim or Rich, you guys ever went with me one, we would all leave there and go to that. It's called the Anchor Inn, I think it was right across from Good Sam. That was like a pitchers of beer and hot wings. So the party would just roll on. And, you know, everybody, yeah. And then from there, everybody would go to somebody's house, and it would turn into a total shit show by the end of the, you know, you're getting home. It's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you got to shift again the next day. But it's such a contrast because I don't send people to hospitals much because I don't know. There's this whole at this hospital in LA that we serviced for years. I had to go in and do this whole sensitivity training course and then a sexual harassment course. And, you know, I get it. You've got to go through these things. But like you take a guy from the 80s that grew up like me and you put him in one of those courses and it's you know, it's comedy hour for me. So I'm like making jokes and people are getting, they're so mad at me. Like finally the administrator goes, you know, Tony, can you send one of your employees down there? You know, I love you, but we can't have you in there.
Scott.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the thing. You know, I'm saying all these things that are funny to me growing up in the 80s, but to everybody else, they're looking at me like I am the devil. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm not like I'm not a misogynist or a homophobe.
You can't say that's what like she did. Just say I'm kidding. That speaks for itself.
Yeah. But really, like, I was trying to be funny. But
you're like, but what if she's hot? But what if she's really hot though?
No. So I would like go, for example, I would say like, okay, so if a girl comes in and she's got a huge rack and I am glancing in that direction, is it one glance? Is it two glances? I need to know the exact definition so I can relay that to the text that I send here. You know, it can be an inadvertent look, but if it's a stare for more than like 3 seconds, it could make the person uncomfortable. So that's a no-no.
I think your wife heard you.
Good job. I'll talk lower. My bad. I just got scolded on the air.
Yeah.
She must've heard the rack.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think just a shout out. We were talking about women in the workplace and their different roles. So my niece, she got like there's a award that women workers get in the field. And she's a welder, which is not a women's place. You know, that's kind of, it's odd that women are even in that, you know, to some people, but she's actually a boss and she's built like stadiums and things. And she's the foreman of all these welders. And it's, you know, it's a tough place to be, but shout out to her for breaking this, you know, glass ceiling for women.
That's super rad, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
it. She's won some amazing awards for being this, you know, leader in a man's field. So.
And that was cool. Great that you guys broke the ceiling on becoming x-ray tech. Cause that was usually a woman's job, but you guys weren't scared to go through that way.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tony. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we can do that. So, nice. Anybody else got some policies? So I'm moving on here. I'm just gonna get in trouble.
Yeah,
I know in some hospitals that like you could smoke in certain areas.
Oh yeah,
back in the 80s.
Yeah,
like the control room and X-ray and
operating room.
Absolutely. Yeah. There were ads. There's a sign I read that said, doctors prefer Camel cigarettes. So the doctor in a lab coat smoking. Just wow. Like that, things have changed, man.
So my first x-ray job out of school was at that trauma hospital in Colorado. And they had a daylight processor. And then they also had a dark room for the rooms towards the back. And they had two blind guys that worked in the dark room. Like, can you imagine just... I mean, it was great for them. Like sat in there and ate their lunch and they were like best friends. So they just like hung out in there all day. It didn't bother them at all.
Yeah.
Well, cause they don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but
which is horrible.
That's a dark room. Yeah, but these guys would kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
People might have problems with them, you know, sticking blind guys in a dark room. Work. I don't know.
It seems like it makes sense.
Kind of old sense. You know what I mean? Just seems kind of old timey.
Yeah.
There's so many inappropriate jokes that I want to make, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Now you know.
Tony. And we know. Yeah. Never mind. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Thank you, Richie. All right, guys, let's move on. We're moving on to workplace romance. Why? I don't know, but we are.
I don't know
Tony,
either.
Tony might need to be restrained on this, but okay. I'm going to just let Tony lead off because we just got to get it out of there.
Yeah,
go ahead, Tony. Talk about your romances.
Every possible shenanigan that could happen at work. I'll leave it at that. Every possible shenanigan that could happen at work took place at some point in my career. So.
Don't talk about the dark room, okay?
All right, you're next, Jimmy.
Yes. Yes. Let's move on.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jimmy?
I have no romances at work. I met my wife at work. That's about it.
Well, there you go. That's a romance. That's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that. What happened? You're like,
I was bartending. No, I was a bartender, and she's a new waitress. And the guy that was supposed to train her called in sick, so I went out and trained her. And
yeah, you did.
30 years later,
you're still paying alimony. I get it.
There you go. So,
wow, that's pretty cool, Tim.
But nonsense and none before.
I was once part of opening a new hotel casino in Vegas, and they hired probably 20, maybe 25. Recruiters to just interview all day long. All you did was interview, and it was off site because the hotel wasn't even finished. But then when they did finish it, they allowed all 20 of us to go into the hotel, and each night you would stay in a different room, and you had a little checklist you had to check off if, you know, the lights worked, the sink works, is there an iron in the room. But you're talking, there was 20 recruiters, and we were all just out of college, and there were shenanigans. Nonstop. Just saying. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shenanigans.
Yep. Yep.
From what Rich heard.
From what I heard.
He wasn't there. He didn't partake. He just kind of heard about it the next day.
No, I was working remotely. I didn't do any of it. Chuck, how about you?
I can't actually think. I don't think I really had any actual workplace hookups.
Good man, Chuck. Okay.
Not that I can recall, but you know, IT is a different thing, right? There's just not a lot of women. I mean, there are now, but they weren't then.
Oh, right. See, another one of those scenarios. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, working in telephone as well. I mean, the only thing that everything there is men or was, I mean, but it's not anymore. But yeah.
You need to want to brag about going to the bathroom and rubbing one out either.
Oh my God. No. What are you talking about?
What?
There he goes. There he goes.
All right. Thank you.
This is not what a normal we have trouble topic. Getting guests, Jimmy.
Pretty quickly around here.
It slipped out. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's all right, Jimmy. We forgive you.
Let's move on to something more tame. You guys want to do mailbag?
Well, you know, I think it's that time.
Listener mailbag.
Don't we have a song or something, Rich?
It's exactly what I was looking to pull up here. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's time for the mailbag. Jimmy's going to rub one out.
Okay, great. Let's jump into the mailbag.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. All right. You guys ready? We got a few notes from our listeners. The first one's Hilly Buthman at Gmail. So Hilly Buthman's back. You guys.
Oh, Hilly.
Second time writer.
Second time writing in. Says, love the show. Mm-hmm. Although Ryan is starting to look like a haggard police chief in an 80s cop drama. that's weird feedback.
Yeah. That's feedback, fresh, though. Dude. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. That's.
Hey, Ryan, can you say like in a stern voice, you guys get out there and find me a lead?
Yeah. You guys get out there and find me a lead. How's that?
What's perfect?
Was it perfect? Maybe that's my calling.
Where do we book my
Haggard police chief
from an 80s cop show?
Thank you, Hilly Buffin.
At least it's 80s. At least it's 80s.
Yeah. 100%. Next up, Chiclet Teeth at Yahoo writes, you know, Dustin looks like a leader of a mall walkers group.
All right.
Dustin, I guess so.
Dustin going to the mall manager. Cinnabon's leaving their boxes in our path.
Oh, he's got those nice, what was it? Terry cloth. The terry cloth, like.
Oh, jog suit?
Jog suits, yeah. Terry cloth. I could see Dusty in that working it.
Well, you know, you guys were talking about his butt earlier. Maybe he could wear a nice pair of dolphin shorts.
There we go, Chuck. Yeah, awesome. I think that would be nice. I might just Photoshop some on him. Just see what it looks like.
He doesn't see how that looks.
See how it looks.
At I Will Fix You on Instagram writes, keep up the killer episodes. You know, and God, everybody's saying, you know, Rich is the guy who goes to an adult cabaret show and thinks the girls actually like him. Maybe so. Maybe so.
That girl was really into me. She how much did really you tip her? $150. She was into me, man.
Cabaret. Do we even use that word? Cabaret show? Okay. The cabaret. Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe it's a thing. I don't even know. I'm glad I don't know.
Rich thought this was going to be a mellow episode. So,
yeah. Right.
I think there's been plenty of, I'm just going to call it out, Ryan. I think there's been plenty of strip clubs in all of our past.
What were they called? Cabarets?
I'm just calling it out.
The Sunshine Girls never danced in a cabaret.
That's true.
Okay. I kind of pulled back a little bit there, guys. All right. Oh. So I'm trying to tone it down.
Can I just mention the Alaskan Bush Company? Any chance?
Anyways.
You know, that reminds me. Did I tell you this story?
Maybe.
If I did, we can drop it on the floor and cut it out. But I was in Seattle as a work trip, and it was I was at a place, or I was looking for a place to eat, and I was like, oh, this is cool. It was called Twin Peaks. And I didn't realize what it was. I was just gonna get some food, and it had, you know, two mountains. I was like, oh, that's cool, you know, Cascade Mountain Range, that's cool. Walk in, I'm like, oh, hello. And it was so awkward, I couldn't like walk out. Like it was just weird if I just went, oh, sorry, I'm out of here. I just say, oh, and so she says, where do you want to sit? So I said, I just have to use the bathroom real quick. And I went to the bathroom and then found a back door and got my way out of there. I'm just sure like the paparazzi were taking pictures and sending pictures back to my wife. But anyway, that was an embarrassing little setup there.
I was really hoping you said I had the bacon cheeseburger.
Sorry, Tony. I know you would have been proud if I'd stayed there and, you know, had a big cheeseburger and tipped the girls. But no, sorry.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't eat. I didn't bring any $1 bill.
Oh my God.
All right. Next up, at Dual Snow Globes on Snap writes, I was watching you guys on YouTube and I noticed Jimmy's glasses are so dirty. It looks like Ally Sheedy's character in The Breakfast Club made it snow on them. Or does Jim have that much dandruff in his eyebrows?
Come on.
That's some amazing feedback.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of dog dander in the air. Just
awesome. Next up, Def Love at Gmail writes, in the picture of Ryan and Dustin out to dinner, it looks like a first date episode on Love is Blind. Dustin looks like he's not sure if Ryan is butch enough to continue dating.
Wow. I am totally butch enough. What are you talking about?
Well.
Nice. A few more of these. At Unidentified Liquid on IG writes, Dustin's hair is always done to perfection. Does he use the same product that Cameron Diaz used in Something About Mary?
And he used my wife's blow dryer. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Dusty.
Dusty.
This is good. Trust is a four-letter word at Yahoo writes, if Tony's at a bar having drinks,
the women around him take their drinks with them when using the restroom.
They're just playing it safe. Don't take that personal.
Know. Yeah,
they do that with everybody, know. Tony.
Yeah,
yeah. You would never do something like that. I know, Tony.
No. Not now, anyways.
Okay. next up, Bino69 at Gmail writes, thanks for all the laughs. You know, Rich is the person who does a silent but deadly fart and then asks everyone around him if they smell fried chicken. Yeah. I'm not going to deny that. Rich. I'm not denying that.
Fair enough. I was a victim of that. Do you smell fried chicken, Jimmy? I'm like, oh, son of a...
Jimmy, I was on the bottom bunk underneath Richie, so...
That's true. Next up, Breakfast Flub at Yahoo writes, Dustin looks like he's about to give a bunch of kids Saturday detention a writing assignment about geese migration patterns. Very specific feedback there. Wow. Yeah,
he does. He looks like the guy in Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like him.
The guy that was in charge, right? I forget his name. Yeah. You can see that.
All right, last one. At Little Lord Gauntleroy at IG, can someone confirm that Rich's summer work attire consists of short sleeve button up shirts, khakis, and white sneakers with elastic laces? Wow.
Nailed it.
That's also nailing it. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. That's it, guys, for listener mailbag.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, please keep subscribing to our social media feeds. We're on all of them. And send us more emails at hello@the80sFlophousePodcast.com. Thank you for listening in and download our episodes. We'll see you on the flop side.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.